You're listening to KRCU's Going Public, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. United Way of Southeast Missouri recently acquired a grant from the Delta Corps Regional Authority for the new program, Read to Excel. It's an extension of the Read to Succeed program in Cape Girardeau Public Schools. Elizabeth Shelton, the Executive Director of United Way of Southeast Missouri, stopped by the KRCU studio to tell me more about the program. Before we get into this Read to Excel program, I want to talk a little bit about its predecessor, the Read to Succeed program, which came about around 2011.
Yes.
For those who aren't aware of this program, what is it and how does it work?
Read to Succeed is actually modeled after a program that was started in New York and was brought back here and was tried first in Blanchard Elementary for 1 year. And then, thanks to AmeriCorps funding, United Way was able to expand that into all of the Cape Girardeau elementary schools in 2012. And it's simply a reading program that is volunteer-driven, that encourages kindergartners and first graders along the path of reading. It's not designed for remedial readers or children who are struggling with reading. It's designed for average readers who might need just a little bit of encouragement and assistance to make sure that they are excited about and mastering this critical skill.
Now, is this happening during the school day or after school?
It happens during the school day. In each of the elementary schools, we have volunteers who go in, and it's at different times. In some of them, it's in the morning. In some of them, we have an early afternoon option. And we have a site coordinator on site at each school who helps manage the volunteers and the students. And everyone else goes in and signs up for a half an hour or an hour. And the most that we are in any school is an hour each morning or afternoon.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, it's been 6 years since the Read to Succeed program launched in Cape Girardeau. How effective has it been?
We have been so pleased with this program. First, we get a lot of comments from parents who are telling us just what kind of progress they have seen their child make thanks to Read to Succeed. And we have them tell us that years later, they are now avid readers, and they really give a lot of credit to this program and to the volunteers who make it happen. This year, we finally have some data, actually, that are helping. We've been collecting data all along, but it's very hard to test a kindergartner on where they are in their reading skills early on, you know. So the data is not always black and white for us. But all of the children do progress, and we are able to chart that progression. But this year, when we were applying for this grant for the Read to Excel program, we pulled together data, and we realized that the students who are the strongest readers now in the Cape Girardeau Public Schools are the students who benefited from Read to Succeed when it rolled out in 2012 in all of the elementary schools, and they have the highest reading proficiency rates of any of the cohorts.
Now, what types of books are they reading? Just books of their choice, or like certain books that will intentionally help them become better readers?
They are very specific books, and they are part of the program, and they incorporate what we know as phonics, and the children progress from book to book to book through a set, and we have multiple sets. Many of the children will get through, you know, maybe into three sets in a semester. Some of them struggle to get through one set. It really is based on how well the student is doing. And they are very simple. They have very simple pictures. And then, of course, we reward the students with certificates and with coloring sheets and things like that. And the sets are all different colors. So if a student sees another student reading out of a different color book, they get motivated to move on to that book too. So there is some very healthy peer pressure that happens.
What is the Read to Excel program, and how does it differ from Read to Succeed?
Well, we were asked by a number of the parents and teachers and principals in the schools where we're going if we could expand Read to Succeed, which really just focuses on those early readers in kindergarten and first grade. And we did not have the funding to be able to do that, not to mention the volunteer base, you know, because we are very dependent on our wonderful volunteers who go into the schools for Read to Succeed. So we saw this opportunity through Delta Corps, which is a division of AmeriCorps. And it worked in our favor that Read to Succeed was able to go into all of the elementary schools in 2012 because of an AmeriCorps grant. So we already had a proven track record. And for those who aren't familiar with AmeriCorps, it's like a domestic peace corps. And Delta Corps is just focused on the Delta corridor. And so we saw that we could apply for this. But unlike the Read to Succeed grant, what we're getting is not funding. We are getting two people to come help launch this program who will be putting in full-time hours. And they are not United Way employees, and they are not being paid out of our budget. So this is really exciting for us because we always want to be very frugal with our donor dollars. And so we are not having to use any donor money to be able to bring these two people in. So Read to Excel will expand this reading program into grades 2 through 6. So we will still have someone going into the elementary schools, and then we will also have someone going into the Central Middle School for 5th and 6th grades to help those students. But unlike Read to Succeed, this program is designed to help the struggling reader. We have too many students who are not reading at grade level that really need some help. And we're excited that we are going to be able to try this for this year thanks to this Delta Corps grant.
So reading comprehension, that's kind of like one of the bigger issues in the classroom around that time, comprehending what they read as well as reading at their grade level. And so Read to Excel, that's its goal, to do that, to kind of bring kids up to where they need to be.
Yes, it is. We want to get them reading at grade level during the school year. That's our goal. Or beyond, of course, would be ideal. But this will be targeted to the students who currently are reading below grade level. And we are still working with the teachers and the principals in the schools because we really just found out in April that we were getting this, that it was confirmed for us. And so we have already started meeting with the principals in the schools to determine what works best for them. They are going to be very important in helping us shape this program because it currently doesn't exist. So we are creating it.
Now, will certain students be chosen from specific classrooms if teachers recommend that they might have struggles with reading, or is it something that parents would have to do? How does this work?
Like Read to Succeed, our teachers will be identifying the students that they believe will perform best in this program and need it the most. So with Read to Succeed, we do have some testing that we're able to use, and we can use, you know, some of those test scores to also help identify students, and that may be applied for Read to Excel, but we also are, like I said, are very dependent on input from the teachers to be able to tell us that these students really need some extra help.
When do you all start hope to start this in the schools, like next school year? Or
that's our goal, is to get our two members that are coming on board, our Delta Corps members, and we do not call them employees because they are not United Way employees. So we're hoping to get our two Delta Corps members in place in June, sooner if we can, but so that they can then spend July meeting the teachers, getting to know the schools, helping with this curriculum and getting materials in place so that then they can hit the ground running when the school year starts.
Now, you mentioned volunteers, and that's something that helps keep this program going. What kinds of things would you need from a volunteer? What types of expertise would they need? Do they need to have background in teaching or tutoring? How would they get involved in this?
We have parents and grandparents. We have people who take their lunch hour from their bank where they work, Rotary members. Our volunteers are all types, just like our donors. And we encourage anyone who has a love for reading or a love for kids to devote at least 30 minutes a week and make that commitment to be at the same school at the same time during the school semester, to sit down and allow a child to read to you. That's how Read to Succeed works. Like I said, we're still working with Read to Excel, but I know in the middle school, they currently have a book club for some of their readers who need a little extra help. And we think that Read to Excel will be modeled more like their book club that they have that meets in the afternoons. And so there it's going to be 3 or 4 or 5 students to one volunteer. And we of course, really would love for any of our retired teachers to come out and help, but you don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to have a college degree. You just need to be someone who can sit down and have patience and encourage a struggling student or a new reader.
We talked about in Read to Succeed, they had leveled colored books so they kind of know like what level you are with your reading and how far you're progressing. And this is supposed to be more like a book club type thing. So will they just choose one book and they all learn based upon that one book, or?
That's what they've been doing at the middle school. And like I said, we think at this point we'll probably follow that model. What we're really looking at is what we need to be doing for grades 2, 3, and 4. Because we think the second graders will probably still need some one-on-one. The third and fourth graders might be able to be two-on-one. And so we are still very much shaping this program and seeking input from the professionals who are in the schools who can tell us what they think would be best.
Alrighty then. Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate this opportunity.